This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, changing gears here. According to the Pew Research Center, more than 60% of American adults get at least some of their news on social media, platforms that, as we learned during the election, are susceptible to fake news. So Facebook announced fake news spotting tips for its users this week, and Google now has a tool available in languages used worldwide to help its users know if the news they are reading is real and, in fact checked. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains what that means when you Google something.
Google knows when people type in a search, the results could include fake news. Now you'll see a fact check label next to questionable claims. Bill Adair is at Duke University's Reporters Lab. It helped build this feature for Google.
I think the benefit for anybody who does a Google search is they're going to see highlighted in their results if the statement has been fact checked and whether it's true or not.
If you type in Barack Obama's birth certificate is fake, the results now include a line that says fact check, colon false, all caps, and cites Snopes as the fact checker. There's some nuance. The fact check might label a claim mostly true, for example. Adair says fact checking is a growing business.
When we started counting fact checking organizations back in 2013, there were probably 30 fact checking organizations around the world. Today, there are 115.
But that growth could bring problems, like a need to police whether fact-checkers are independent and unbiased. Filippo Menzer teaches computer science and studies social media at Indiana University.
It's always an arms race, and as soon as you create a rule or a norm or an algorithm to defend from some kind of abuse, then some other more clever form of abuse will start.
If Google, its parent company Alphabet, and Facebook are serious about combating fake news, they'll have to up their investment too. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.